Chapter 15. The four charges detonated in a rolling blast that reverberated in a bass drum beat against the far side of the gorge. Roiling plumes of dark earth and pulverized stone exploded from four of the tunnels as their entrances collapsed. The Crimson Fists waited until the dust had settled, confirming that the explosives had done their work, before shouldering their burdens and heading for the only entrance left. Scouring the orc camp had turned up a vast assortment of ordnance, from primitive slug throwers to stick bombs, rockets and strange scratch-built energy weapons. Each space marine carried multiple looted guns, plus bandoliers of shells and scavenged haversacks filled with grenades. Cantor also insisted on bringing a wide array of orc cleavers, axes and clubs, despite their own perfectly functional knives. Dykor and his squadmates brought up the rear, each warrior lugging along a large metal fuel drum. There was no one there to see them depart. Sergeant Victorix and his charges had departed for Geras 403 several hours before. The afternoon was giving way to evening and the shadows were lengthening along the bottom of the gorge. Phrenotis and the stern guard entered the tunnel first, looted weapons at the ready. When they were certain the path was clear, they signalled for the others to join them. The tunnel was long and mostly straight, carved from the rock with chain blades, hammers and chisels. As Cantor and the rest filed inside, they were careful not to disturb the improvised charges they had set into the walls along the first few metres from the tunnel entrance. The Space Marines followed the tunnel for almost 30 metres before coming upon a small natural cave. Three other tunnels connected to the cave. From Phrenotis's preliminary reconnaissance, all of them ran deeper into the mountainside. The veteran sergeant suspected that the subterranean network was quite large. Dykor favoured sealing all the tunnels and letting nature run its course, but Phrenotis could not guarantee there was not another exit, perhaps on the far side of the mountain. Cantor took the Eldar's warning seriously. They would leave nothing to chance. The Space Marines spread out inside the cave. Dykor and his men set down the fuel drums and shielded them with their armoured bodies. When everyone was in position, Cantor nodded to Phrenotis. The veteran sergeant raised his modified Auspex unit and thumbed a flashing red button. The charges at the mouth of the tunnel went off with a roar, sealing them inside the mountain.